This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with head coach of the Pella softball team, Katie Banowitz, before the 4th of July holiday. Just a couple of games this week, coach. Got a good test with North Polk, a team that'll be very similar to a potential Carlisle or Grinnell team that you would have to beat to get to state. And then earlier this week, finished off a game with DCG. Your thoughts about how the girls responded to this short week and have opportunity to get ready for next week's postseason?
Yeah, overall, I thought we had a really good week, a solid week defensively. We did a lot of things right. There was one play last night up at North Polk where a ball hit to Riley Parks at third and she went to home right away because she saw the runner breaking. Whereas at the beginning of the season, I don't think that play would have been made. We would have gone to one automatically just to try and get the out. So I think that kind of shows that we had a lot of growth in this season. So getting ready and using these opportunities these last couple of games before we start our postseason to kind of fine-tune those details and to try and go for those get the lead runner out type situations, which will only prepare us for when we start our postseason on July 10th.
Yeah. Well, and next week, not discounting the games that you have, and we'll talk about that in a bit, but how important was it maybe to see, even for an inning, DCG one more time and North Polk one more time, knowing that, again, you're going to have to play that level of competition if you want to get to Fort Dodge and to be able, even if they were losses, to be able to show how far you've come?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to see that level, that elite level type of pitching in order to get to the state tournament. So being able to just see more opportunities, finding ways to just execute and shorten up, just try to adjust each pitch to pitch. Just another way for us to see more live pitching, because that will never hurt us.
Well, and we got to talk a little bit about it last week, but you get your postseason bracket set, so you know the teams that are in front of you, and kind of a unique path, especially starting with Newton. And I know we don't want to overlook them too much. The road ahead, there's some opportunities, but that'll be a very intriguing start to your postseason next week. How have you taken this extra time with some practices and stuff to get ready for that particular road, knowing you're going to have a lot of unique challenges in the postseason bracket?
Yeah, we don't get a lot of opportunities to practice during the season just because it's games all the time. So big thing that we focus on, like when we have BP before games today at practice, is, all right, how are we short and quick to that top half? Just because we talked about it last night, when we get more runs offensively or we do more things correctly on the offensive side of things, it takes a little bit of pressure off of our defense. We play a little bit more loose. We're able to go make those routine outs and kind of go for those above average type of plays, like getting the lead run, that type of stuff. We're able to do that a little bit more freely without a fear that, like, oh no, did we just lose the game because our offense isn't doing anything? So really focusing on how can we get base runners on, move them with either small ball or just being able to square a ball up, hit something hard on the ground, and then being able to let our defense and our pitching play a little bit more free.
Here with head coach Katie Banowitz of the Pella softball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in right before the postseason and check in here over the holiday weekend. And next week you do have a couple more games left, weather permitting, with the schedule coming up. You're on the road to Perry Monday for your a varsity game, and then Tuesday at home versus Sadell. And not to knock those teams, certainly, but maybe not the North Polk or DCG type of game that you're going to see, but how important are those two games anyway, and how important is it for the girls to be sharp in those two games, knowing that the postseason's coming just a few days after?
Yeah, absolutely. Though, I mean, even though, like, grand scheme of things, right, like, those two games aren't going to determine our season, like if it ends there then and there, but you know, it gets us ready for when we start on Thursday with that do or die time, if you want to think about it. So we got to find ways to be able to just get ourselves feeling solid, be feeling ready to go into the game. We're not just up there just going to be taking hacks for the fun of it. Like, we're going to find ways that we're going to, you know, get ready for Thursday, and we're not just going to be up there just trying to win. Like, we're going to go out and pretend it is like a do or die type game. And just so that way we're ready for Thursday when we play Newton.
Well, and I know you talk a lot about being your best team, and that's obviously a big part of it. Newton, of course, you've seen three times this year. The first two times, two, you know, big run games, you know, you get 10 runs against them. The last time you played right back here on this field, a lot more competitive, and you had to come back to win that game. Maybe not necessarily a bad thing that in the girls' mind that they know that they can lose to a team like Newton, who's got a lot of quality players.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a little eye-opener for them when we played them this third time that, like, oh, we don't just get to walk on the field and expect to win. Not saying that all of them thought that way, but that's kind of what it felt like at the beginning of the game. So it was very good for them to realize that, like, oh, Newton's not a team that's just going to let us run all over them, that type of thing. Like, we have to come out. We have to play our best. and we can't always anticipate that we're going to get the Newton that we saw at the beginning of the season. They have also grown and developed over the course of the season, just like we have. So we have to be ready to go right away, go focus on us. That's a big thing that we've been preaching the last couple of weeks is like, hey, we're playing the game. We're playing Pella softball. We're not playing North Polk. We're not playing Newton. We're playing the game, and we're playing the game to the best of our abilities.
Well, and how critical is that, knowing that the opponents only get tougher from there, and that, you know, if you're able to win on Thursday, you've got a powerhouse with Carlisle that has a very unique tradition about them, that has, you know, some quirks about them that you don't see from other teams. You kind of grew up with that with Central, so you can pass some of that on, like, you know, some great traditions. But how important is it for the girls to focus on what they're doing, knowing that a team like Carlisle can be very distracting?
Yeah, I think it's going to be everything, because otherwise Carlisle is going to do their thing. They're going to focus on them. They're going to do the little odd, quirky things, like you said, that they do, and that can very easily get into our head. So it's a real big push for us to just like, hey, we're focusing on us. We got to do what we do best, see a ball, barrel it up, see a ball into a glove to make the play, that type of thing. We're not worrying about what the other team's doing, what the umpires are calling, you know, what fans are yelling or chirping if they are, what coaches are doing, anything like that. Like, we're focusing on us, we're playing Pella softball, we're playing together, that type of thing.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Our final regular season broadcast of Pella softball is Tuesday at home here against Seidel. We will also have the game on Thursday when the Dutch take on Newton on 92.1 K or less in Pella Dutch Live, and then if they win, Saturday at Carlisle. That's it, Coach Katie Manowitz, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and hopefully we've got a lot more season to talk about. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.